Good afternoon, Los Angeles and all of Southern California. My name is Farley Malaris, and you're listening to Astrological Metaphysical Radio, the phenomenon of the 90s. On KFOX 93.5 FM, your talk alternative. And I remain Farley Malaris, and welcome to another edition of the Astrology Hour. Well, I've been doing a lot of very heavy, intense soul searching. I look around, and before I know it, bingo, there's Uranus at 5 Capricorn opposed my Venus again. Now, isn't that special? When Uranus goes opposed your chart ruler, it tends to light things up in your life and bring about tremendous perspective. I like to think about heavy, weird, mysterious things like life and death and like karma and like judgment day and things like the tribulation period and Revelation chapter in the Bible. And you know, I like to think about things. I like to try to figure out how things work. I oftentimes, when I go into my soul searching and when I start pondering and thinking, sometimes I get involved in some pretty heavy stuff. Lately, with some of these movies that are out, Bruce Joel Rubin's Ghost and even Indiana Jones and his quest for the Holy Grail in The Last Crusade, and most recently Flatliners, which is not for the meek or the squeamish, but is an incredibly karmic metaphysical film that may shock you or jolt you when you get out of it if you are a thinking individual. You know, what I was thinking about today, in case you ever wonder what goes through Farley's mind, is I was thinking about what would happen if I died right now and went into the judgment cycle. You know, I don't want to frighten anyone because I have no plans on dying, but I think about these things, you know, seeing things like Ghost and Flatliners, which is about death and which is about life after death and which is about karma and which is about the soul. Some of the movies that are coming out are so enlightening and awakening that it's a shock to your system if you're a thinking person. So in retrospect, I sat there and thought to myself, well, what if I did die today or tomorrow or yesterday? And of course, I lived a good life and I don't have many regrets and I try not to have any remorse or guilt. But had I really taken care of all my karma? You know, a lot of people call me up and they say, Farley, how should I work out my karma? What is my karma? What's my soul's purpose? What's my major lesson in life? And I sit there and ask myself the same question all the time. But the problem is that if and when you do die, what really happens is you are confronted with yourself at death. That is what I believe. I believe that you are confronted with yourself and with all of your choices and with all of your actions and with all of your words and all of your thoughts. And whatever you did in your life, you are subject to the ramifications of the above, of the same. Which means if you go through life and you tarnish other people, and you lie to them, or you cheat from them, or you steal from them, or you abuse them, or you strike them, or you hit them, or you beat them, or you kill them. A lot of people go through their lives, and I don't know what they're thinking, but I think a lot of people are thinking that they're getting away with everything. When you die, the judge that you must face is the God self inside of us all. We are all judged by ourselves. And we live our lives so many times, if not all the time, so busy wasting our time on foolish quests, our foolish obsessions, when we have lots of work to do, lots of soul work to do. I read or I heard on the radio somewhere where someone told me that the average person lies 12 to 16 times a day. The average person lies 12 to 16 times a day. Many of us live in this phony false ego, this phony superhero type expression where we think we're all cool and all secure and all stable and all strong and all powerful. And what we do is we take the horror and the nightmare of our life where we haven't been honest with people we've loved or we haven't been kind to certain individuals. I mean, a lot of people out there are responsible for being negative and prejudiced and segregant from a lot of people in their families, in the world. There's a tremendous amount of hate and anxiety that is experienced. But how many times do we experience the emotion or the expression that I call penitence? P-E-N-I-T-E-N-C-E. You know what penitence is? Well, you've heard of confession. You know, when people go to the church and they sit down with the priest and then they confess to whatever they've done in their life, and the priest tells them to go out and say however many Hail Marys or however many Our Fathers, and then it's all fine. Or you've also heard, like in the Jewish religion, it's all convenient that once a day, one day out of the year, you just don't eat, you fast, and all your sins are absolved. And even in some other religions, I believe you can fast or confess and atone your sins. But you know, that doesn't sit right with me. That to me isn't the kind of spiritual penitence that I seek. Because I know that myself and you and a lot of people in this world have too many burning bridges out there and too many untied strings, too many ill feelings and negative emotions that exist between you and I, our people that we have known and loved, where penitence is required. Where if I did die or you did die, in retrospect, you thought back of some of those bridges you might have left burning, of some of those people you might have rejected or dumped on or lied to or cheated on. You know what kind of person it takes to have the courage to go up to someone that you've loved and been in a relationship with or been married to or been best friends with or been in a family with, and to sit down with that person and to hold their hand and to look in their eyes and to tell them the truth, to tell them what a lousy individual you might have been and how you might have cheated on them with other people? I mean, of course, this is a painful experience, and of course, you risk hurting another person by being honest with them, especially if you're still with them. But the thing that I realized, especially when I came out of Flatliners last night with Julia Roberts and Kiefer Sutherland and Kevin Bacon, and magnificent cast, magnificent movie, I was shaking and frightened and had the chills and just was so scared during that whole movie that when I got out of that movie last night, I was so freaked out that I actually had a meeting with someone from my past that I felt I hadn't had penitence with. That I actually sat down with that person and told them the whole truth that they didn't know. And I'm here to tell you that we're talking about a cleansing here that I had forgot about, that we were in tears, hysterical tears, for about 40 minutes. And I called my niece this morning in Mississippi and also had a penitence with her, where I made a peace with her over some jealousy and some hatred and some anger and some frustration that's been going on ever since she's been a baby. If you sit there and think for a moment, if you're wondering why your life might not be working the way you want it to, if you're wondering why you might not be totally happy, if you're wondering why sometimes meditation does not seem to be enough, if you're wondering why your body might be in pain or you might be stricken with some kind of chronic disease or ailment, it's because we store our sins and our karma all over our body and into our mind and our soul bank. We carry it with us. You know, beyond this life, besides taking the love that we bring in and that we receive, we also carry the pain of karma and of being abusive to ourselves and others, which if you do not take the time to seek penitence before you die and before you pass on to the light, then maybe that experience after death, which was revealed to me in the movie Flatliners, which is about a group of med school students that brought on their premature deaths and then had themselves recovered because they wanted to see what was on the other side. Well, what they found out, what they saw, and I won't ruin the movie for you, but they got in touch with their karma. Now, these were not metaphysical people, but there was a line in the movie where Kiefer Sutherland said, "We're being forced to deal with our karma here, folks." And it was scary what each one of them had to deal with unto themselves to work out their pain of their lives, to get over the denial of what they did, was a very frightening experience. And each one of them, you'll see it if you see the movie, and like I say, it's heavy, so get ready if you go see it, because it's a major shocker to the system, because when you come out of that film, your karma will become obvious to you. You won't have to call me up and say, "Farley, what's my karma?" I went there to see the movie with one of my best friends, Jay Kelly, who's a younger guy. He's in his 20s. I'm in my 40s, but we relate. And when we came out of that movie, we were both shaken. And both of us had the idea that, gosh, before we die, I think we better make some phone calls, and I think we better get up there and tell the truth. You know, one of the guys in the movies, his karma was all about relationships and women and how he abused them and lied to them and manipulated them and photographed them without them knowing it. And when he was in touch with this, It was one of the most frightening parts of the whole film, and we all do that to each other. Men and women both are out there lying to each other, using each other, cheating on each other, and then in the end result, not being honest about it. I had no idea how much power there was in penitence. How many times a day do you sit there and think of penitence? They didn't even mention the word penitence in this movie. You know where I got that word at? When you see Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade, when he has to go get the Holy Grail in order to save his father's life, because drinking water from the true cup of Christ in that movie was an immortal act. It helped extend your life and also heal you. So he had to get through this gauntlet in order to get the Holy Grail and somehow get it back to his father with water and save him. So as part of the quest, as part of the gauntlet, there was a saying in the diary that only a penitent man would pass. And of course, Indiana Jones, as he was trying to make the gauntlet, he kept on saying to himself, only a penitent man will pass. And he looked around him, he saw dead bodies everywhere, because every other man that had come before him had not been penitent. So he died. And Indiana Jones was afraid that he was also going to die. So I was seeing flatliners and thinking of the movie Ghost and all this stuff about reincarnation and karma and the other side and death. And then I kept, during the whole movie, the only thing that kept me sane during flatliners was I kept saying to myself, only a penitent man shall pass, only a penitent man shall pass. Which to me meant that when you die, if you are truly a penitent being, and you have truly repented your sins and made a peace with yourself and the world. I mean, it's easy for us to say, I am at peace with myself and the world. But how many people are out there that don't like us, or that are mad at us, or that have something on their shoulder about something with us that is unfinished, that we could repent for, that we could call them up and be truthful with them? I mean, how many times have you actually sat down with someone, even you loved, and was totally honest with them, as much as it hurts, about what the truth is? Because so many of us lie to each other. So many of us lie to each other all the time, every day, and it's just being insecure and insensitive and trying to act strong and stable, and when down deep, we're just not honest with ourselves or the world. And that's why I think this penitence thing is very important, repenting one's sins and begging forgiveness for one's anger or hostility or frustration or dishonesty or disloyalty is absolutely essential for soul growth. You'll be amazed how much pain and how much anger and how much sadness would pour out of your body and into the universe and cleanse you and heal you. I really think that a lot of people out there are sick, mentally, physically, emotionally, even spiritually, or even possessed, because they've never learned how to be honest or penitent with themselves, or honest or penitent with the world. So many of us are living a lie with this phony personality. I have a Scorpio moon, and all of us have a Pluto, and a lot of you out there have Neptune and Saturn and Scorpio and Uranus and Scorpio and Sun and Moon and Rising. I mean, let's face it, people that are into metaphysics either have eighth house planets, Scorpio planets, or a really intense Pluto in their chart. So there's a very, very intense Scorpio side to people that are into the occult, into metaphysics, into esoteric understanding. And the funny thing about having Scorpio energy in your chart, in your horoscope, in your body, is that we hide things. We have secrets. We have mysteries in our lives. We take things and we bury them in our bodies, in our pasts. We do things. We're charming or sometimes manipulative people. Sometimes we are very powerful and dominant. And what we can do is we can take energy in our lives and we can distort it and we can blaspheme it and we can plagiarize it, and then it just builds up and compounds into one big nightmare in a closet somewhere. I opened my closet last night and got a whole lot off my chest that I forgot was there, because I thought to myself, gosh, if I did die today or tomorrow, which is something that I think we all should be aware of, then have I had penitence with the people, the individuals, and with myself that I should have? Because sometimes, especially Leo energy, it's so funny that Leo energy sometimes has so much honor, so much dignity, so much glory, that the Leo vibration also hides. It distorts. It bends the truth. It white lies. Because they're so proud, they don't want to admit failure or fault. And here I am with the incredible Leo sun and Scorpio moon, the epitome of the dignity and honor syndrome, right? being frightened to fail and look wrong or faulty, and the Scorpio energy that hides the truth. So as far as a person who needs to be repentant, I'm there. And that's why I was so frightened when I saw Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade, that when I came out and kept saying to myself, only a penitent man will pass, only a penitent man will pass, because I do believe that that is the secret to heaven. I do believe that that is the key to the higher self and to health, spiritually, mentally, and physically on earth, and to happiness. I do believe that is the key to be able to find one's sins and repent. It's funny, like we do things in our childhood where we torture children or put them down, our friends, kids in school, because they didn't look right or because they weren't the right race or the right color or right religion. We're prejudiced to certain specific individuals as a focus on how we feel about a whole race or a religion or a culture of people. We might, in business, in sales, we might overcharge someone or take advantage of a customer or a client or collect too much money or somehow take advantage of an individual in a relationship. That's where the penitence is needed. And you know how you pay something like that off? You sit down with the person that you're living with or you're married to or you're in a relationship with, and you try the truth. Of course you risk blowing it or losing the individual, but what this is all about is absolution of karma and absolution of sins. And sometimes meditation is not only not enough, but sometimes meditation and using crystals and using purple plates is all that we need to put into perspective those things that we must do in order to patch up energy and create a peace. I had made a phone call this morning to Florida to my oldest friend, Mike Malavan, from childhood, because we had had philosophical and religious differences, and besides, his wife for some reason doesn't like me, even though he met his wife when he was with me. And when I went to see him in Florida, we had had a spat, and we hadn't talked in 3 years. And after seeing Flatliners last night and Ghost a couple weeks ago and then seeing Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade, I had been so inspired to put out these fires on these bridges that are burning in my life that I called Mike and left a message, and I'm going to get back in touch with him and somehow try to make a peace with him. I also recently had mailed a letter to my parents trying to explain to them how I felt about them and the situation that I had with them in my life, and felt better about that. I guess a lot is going on in my life, and I feel tremendously better about it. So oftentimes, we do need to check our files. We do need to check our soul bank. We do need to check our history, our experiences, our relationships. And it's easy to know who we don't like or who we have hate or anger to or who we've lied to, and it doesn't hurt to make that phone call or write that letter or see that person and have that penitence. You look it up in the dictionary if you want. It's penitence. It's a magnificent word. It's when you are able to get in touch with your sins and beg forgiveness for them, or at least try to apologize and make a peace when it comes to things that you've done to wrong others. And having penitence with oneself is also very important. You know, I think this may be one of the more important topics that I'd ever done, because I do believe that even if I inspire a small percentage of you out there to go out there and try to seek penitence in your life, and when you realize some of the overwhelming emotions that you'll get in touch with, if this show's not enough, then go ahead and suck in your gut and get ready and go see Flatliners, right? And be prepared for a roller coaster of karma when you see that movie, because when you come out of there, nobody's perfect, not yet. People are trying to be, but when you come out of there and you see what those people go through when they break the laws of God and try to die prematurely and then come back from the dead by being revived, what basically happens is they rebirth and they're being put in touch with their sins, with their karma, and then they're forced to do something about it in order to escape the nightmare that stays there. See, like, many of us do not deal with a daily, everyday nightmare of our karma, of our sins, of our problems, of where we've lied, of where we've stealed, of where we've cheated. And it's funny that sometimes you owe the biggest debt, the biggest apology, the biggest need for forgiveness to those you have loved the most, to those you've been closest to the most. Isn't it amazing how we hurt the ones we love and vice versa? And it's amazing that when I sought some penitence with a friend of mine yesterday, and when I fessed up to the truth, it inspired them to come out and fess up to something that they had been holding from me all these years. So it was really sad. It really was heavy. But it's such a cleansing, healing experience. And it's just something that we never ever think about. What would happen if I died today or right now or tomorrow or next week? Have I sought penitence? Have I absolved my sins? Am I at peace? Am I truly at peace with myself and the world? That to me is what the purpose of life is all about. It's not out there. You're not really out there to make a ton of money and to get married and to have kids and to build an empire and to build all these responsibilities and problems. I mean, you might get all of that when you seek penitence and absolve your sins. The universe might be more graceful with you and you might have more luck and power and energy and confidence. But overall, what we're talking about here is having communion with the Spirit, having communion with your higher self, and plugging into the reason why we were born, to be loving, caring, nourishing, nurturing individuals, and to reflect this love inward and outward without reservation, without remorse, without guilt, without expectation, and not expecting anything back in return, and doing the best we can to be as loving and caring and kind and honest and peaceful with those we associate with. And if we haven't been loving and caring and honest and kind with those we've been with, then it's probably time that we do have a penitence with that situation, apologize and seek forgiveness and balance and peace, and therefore help balance the soul banks and the reason why we live. And then help allow us to die more peacefully and gracefully and go into the light, to qualify to go into the light. It's funny how when people died in the movie Ghost, there was two trains of thought that existed. Either the light beings came and the person ascended into the light, or the dark entities came and dragged them down into the darkness. It was amazing how in the movie Ghost, you know which people had sought penitence and which people did not. Because the ones that went into the light were penitent, and the ones that didn't were not. It was that simple. They didn't go into the light. Obviously, they missed the reincarnation cycle. They'd probably be caught in limbo or even a lower realm of reincarnation, like the Hades experience, the Hades realm, which is a dark, dark place that we don't discuss much here. But, we are subject to the ramifications of all of our choices, all of our words, and all of our actions. That's why, from now on, I am going to try to be a more penitent being. And even though I haven't been perfect, and even though I have hurt others and lied to others in the past, if you're out there listening and I have hurt you or lied to you, then I'm sorry. Please forgive me. And that's not a proper way to do it, so maybe we shall meet one day again and we can apologize in person. But it feels good. You know, I hadn't cried like I did last night for years. I cried like a baby. Whenever the tears explode out of my eyes, like a nuclear bomb, and it goes on for a long time, you always know it's very, very important. Because we like to break our patterns, and we like to break our selfish behaviors, and we like to try to break some of the strange vibrations that go on in our lives and create more bliss, more happiness, more stability, more comfort, more love. That's how you do it. You just have to make peace. That's what it's all about, with yourself and the world. Find out those people that you've been warring with in your past. You know who they are. And get in touch with them and try to patch it up. At least bless them. At least tell them the truth and ask their forgiveness. If they won't give it to you, at least you tried. Okay? It'll make you feel better. Penitence. That's the name of the topic. P-E-N-I-T-E-N-C-E. This is Farley Malaris, and you are listening to Astrological Metaphysical Radio, the phenomenon of the 90s, heard weekdays at 12 noon on KFOX 93.5 FM, your talk alternative